Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
You were a little bit of unsure about how to get your place ready for the upcoming fire season. Well, be unsure no longer because it's the Get Ready weekend this Saturday and Sunday. Great to have Paul Best from the RFS. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I would imagine everyone's starting to get a little bit ready. You know, the warmer weather's on the way. But I did hear that the fire season, they're believing, probably will have a later start this year than last year.
Yeah, look, that is certainly possible. There has been a fair bit of rain over the winter period, but it is a great opportunity this weekend for people to get ready.
So, local Bunnings stores, you're going to be out in force, coming forth with some great information. Are you surprised that there are some simple things that, as homeowners or occupiers, we do wrong that are just such simple things?
Yeah, look, there are some really simple things that people can do. You know, we've all heard about filling up the bath and those sorts of things. But we sort of lose sight of why we're doing it. You know, it's not a cyclone. We don't fill up the bath to hop in and hope for the best or whatever. You know, we fill up the bathtub so we've got water to fight fires with if the worst comes to worst, if we ran out of water or something like that. But, you know, there's some really simple things that people could do, take the time out over the weekend to do, trim trees and shrubs that might overhang your house, mow your lawn, you know, make sure you've got short grass around your place. If you have got some spare water, keep it green because, as we know, green grass won't burn. Remove material from around your house that might burn, you know, mulch piles or those firewood piles that we've had up close to the house over winter that we won't need during the summer. Move those away from the house. Clear out your gutters, one of your favourite jobs, I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
One of my favourites. And make sure you've got a hose that reaches every corner of your house. You know, it's not a big job. You know, you could knock over some of those this weekend and maybe some more next weekend in the lead up to summer.
Paul, when you talk about hoses, I know we see pictures, fires getting closer and closer to suburbs and people are out with a garden hose. We know they're never as effective as what you have at your disposal. Can you give us some suggestions on, if we're having a look around the house, you know, when this time of the year rolls around, we go and look at the fittings on our barbecue and go, you know, maybe it's time to get a new hose for the barbie and that kind of thing. What are your suggestions when it comes to maybe getting a new garden hose around the place?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. You can spend a lot of money on a hose, or you can go the cheap option. And you know, there's pros and cons for going each way. The best thing is to have one that's got good connections. So you know, it clicks onto the tap well, and if you've got joins, that they're all good, and that it can reach right around your house. It's no good if you've got a spot fire starting out the front, and your hose only reaches halfway. You know, you're not going to be able to take care of that little fire, and that may develop into a bigger fire. So something that reaches everywhere. You know, there are those issues about pressure loss and things like that. So if it gets as far around the house as you can, that's the best thing.
I suppose something is definitely better than nothing, is it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we, as you say, our trucks carry a whole range of different hoses, and, you know, we've got pumps and all the rest of it. But, you know, something's better than nothing. Even a wet mop inside the house for if worse come to worse and embers started to land inside your house, you know, you can do a great deal of good with a wet mop. So anything's better than nothing, and that's what Get Ready Weekend is all about, getting ready to tackle those things as they occur.
So this Saturday and Sunday, you're going to be out and about at Bunnings. So basically bring any questions that you've got along to the guys and girls, and they'll all be answered.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not just at Bunnings. Many rural fire stations right across the Lower Hunter, indeed the state, are opening their doors this Saturday or Sunday, and some are doing both to answer those questions. You can check out the fire trucks. Some of them have face painting and jumping castles and make a really big day of it. The other one is you could come down to the Lower Hunter Fire Control Centre here at East Maitland and check out the operations room where, you know, over the past few years, we've had those major fires in this area, and this is the command centre for those big fires. So come and check it out and see what happens behind the scenes.
Paul, when you have your open days and you let the kids sit behind the wheel of the fire truck, do you ever glance across at the dads and know exactly that they want to do the same thing?
As a dad myself, I definitely understand. And you know what, if you're a dad or a mum, jump in. You know, there's nothing stopping you. And if you like it that much, do what I did a number of years ago and fill out a form and become a volunteer. It's a really rewarding pursuit.
Fantastic. Hey, we appreciate your time this morning, Paul. And so many of the fire stations will be open. Bunnings will be open, and it's a great opportunity to get prepared for the warmer weather. Hopefully it's going to be not a too severe fire season, and hopefully the engines can stay in the fire stations more often than not. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Have a good day, and don't forget to get ready this weekend. 2NUR
FM 103.7.